All right, here we go. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It is our great pleasure to introduce our next guest. He's been on with us before. He's had a very busy day after another successful outing last night. He was on Pat McAfee's show in studio with him in Indianapolis, and now he's on the line with us. Indians pitcher Paul Skenes. Hey, Paul, what's up? Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller in Pittsburgh. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. You might have heard in the update, Quinn Priester, your teammate in Indy this year, about to make his Pirates debut for 2024. So you're the perfect person to ask. Give us a scouting report on what we should expect from Quinn tonight.
Yeah, a lot of strikes. He's got four or five pitches that are probably above league average that he's going to command to, all the parts of the zone. So it's going to be a fun matchup.
And Paul, we've heard that the velocity was up for him compared to last year with the big club. Have those pitches looked like they got a little sizzle on them to your eye?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I don't really know what he was at last year, but
he was like 92, 93 last year. Is it looking more like 95, 96? Can you tell us?
I don't remember, but I play catch with him a fair amount. It's sharp right now.
Paul, I want to just ask you a question to follow up on something you said last night after your outing. You were asked about going 3 1/3 and 65 pitches and striking out 8 of 14, and you said apparently, I wasn't happy, but it's over my manager's head. It's over my head. Have you cooled down since you made those comments, or do you still feel that way?
No, I mean, that's the fact of it. Regardless, 65 pitches and 3 1/3 innings is not very good. So that was the thing that I was more unhappy with, and I don't think it was portrayed very well. I don't think I said that very well, and I don't think it was portrayed very well in whatever came out. So the thing that I was most unhappy with was the 65 pitches and the fact that I only went 3 1/3 innings. So
So you wanted a more efficient start is what you meant by that?
Yeah, it was. Okay. The final stat line, you can say what you want about it, but 65 inning or 65 pitches and three and a third is not, that's not ideal. That's going five innings in a start, if I'm at full pitch count. So that was the thing that I was most upset about with the outing yesterday. And so, it's just kind of an adjustment to continue to make about, attacking hitters and getting them out more efficiently.
So that kind of led into the next question I wanted to ask you, Paul. You have not given up an earned run in 12 2/3. You've struck out, I think, 27, although I thought I saw 28 there. Barely walked anybody, barely putting anybody on base, period. So the stuff has obviously overwhelmed a lot of these guys. How are you focusing on improvements you know you're going to need to make and things you're going to need to do at the major league level when going out there with kind of your regular, the old 1-2 punch, if you want to call it that, the fastball, and then throwing something off speed is working so well? Like, how do you and the staff down there try to focus on making improvements you know you'll need to have in your arsenal come major league time?
Yeah, really, it's just doing exactly that. Like, we just have to throw my stuff and let it play. Like, it's obviously not going to play the same way here as it will in the big leagues. I don't know exactly what the difference is going to be, but it's going to be different. So it's important to work on everything because I'm going to need all those tools whenever I get to the big league. So I think that might be part of the 65 pitches in 3 1/3. It's just working on stuff, and I might get some swings with these hitters that I won't get in the big leagues, and I might not get some swings with these hitters that I would get in the big leagues. Like, so it's kind of tough to see through that. But the biggest thing is kind of keeping the standards high to where the focus is on getting big league hitters out rather than getting AAA hitters out.
Paul, how do you feel about the plan that they have for you, the way they've laid out how they want you to ramp up or increase your workload every start? What's your take on just the blueprint they've given you at AAA this season so far?
It makes a lot of sense. And you can say a lot about, their plan and that kind of thing, but you can't say that they don't care. So obviously it's the same thing with Jones in the big leagues. The goal is to win baseball games for a long time, and I understand that, and that's my goal as well. So whatever that kind of looks like, and I've talked to some guys, that are in the big leagues now that and some coaches and that kind of thing that basically said, like, you know, hey, whenever we're in October and hopefully we're in the playoffs and that kind of thing, it's going to feel like so long ago, you're going to forget that you remember, or you're going to forget that you even started the season in Indianapolis also. So that's kind of the goal. It's to be honest, it feels long as I'm going through it, but I understand that there's a bigger plan in place.
Paul, as far as the transition from, because Jared would have been in this mode, having been drafted out of high school and come straight to pro ball, he would have been doing this for a longer period of time. But as far as like the difference in terms of a pro pitching schedule, you know, every fifth day versus what it is in college, how has that adjustment been going for you?
Yeah, I don't, I think it's overblown a little bit. To be honest, like the 7 day obviously is what is primarily done in college, but I did a 6 day and a 5 day also last year at certain points. So I mixed that in. I think the biggest thing is just strength conditioning, getting in the training room, staying on top of your nutrition, like just staying on top of everything, and then it kind of takes care of itself. But I know that's, you know, one of the big, you know, boxes that I have to check for myself, for the club, for the fans, like everything. And it is an adjustment for sure. Nice thing is I get to pitch more frequently, which is fun. But I think in a lot of cases it is a little bit overblown.
Talking to Paul Skeens after another, in his mind, wasn't exactly thrilled with his start, but didn't give up any runs and struck out 8 of the 14 batters he faced at Triple-A. And he's joining us right now. You mentioned Jared Jones. We've been enthralled watching him. How his starts have you been able to either watch live, Paul, or go back and see yourself?
So it's been tough because we've been pitching on the same day for the most part up to this point in the season. So I've been watching as much as I can. I think last week or a couple weeks ago, I was warming up for my start and I was watching him pitch. So I've been watching him as much as possible. It's you know, it's awesome to watch. It's really, really cool, especially seeing the work that he's done and how he goes about his business.
Yeah, what sticks out to you the most from it, Paul? What stands out to you the most of what Jones has done at this level so far this season?
Just how he competes. And it's, you know, with a guy like him, it's not a surprise. You know, and granted, I haven't been here very long, but I played against him for a while, and I've known who he is for a while, and the dude is just a competitor in everything that he does and how he goes about his work and when he steps on the field, all that. Like, so it's not a surprise at all, and it's something that, like you said, I want to watch as much as possible.
Paul, obviously no two pitchers are exactly the same, but people obviously are going to draw also comparisons to you and Jared Jones because you both throw very hard and can wipe people out with breaking stuff. So when you see the ability he's had to miss bats and to make guys whiff and then strike out, the whiff rate, all that stuff's insane at the major league level. Does it get you even more excited because you know your stuff maybe is similar in terms of the velocity, the breaking stuff, to get up there and what you might be able to do when you hit the majors?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for sure. I'm super excited for the team, super excited for him that he's able to do that. But we're going to get hitters out differently. So because we are different pitchers. He's one of a kind. I think I'm one of a kind also. And we're going to get hitters out just kind of inherently because we are different. We have different looks, that kind of thing. So
is there not a lot of like note comparison between you guys? Like when you say that, are you not really not that you're not sharing info, but are you guys are different enough that you're not necessarily comparing a ton of notes on hitters?
No, I mean, yeah, we can definitely see, you know, draw comparisons and see how to get hitters out from each other. But I think you can do that with anybody a little bit. So, yeah, talking to him, he has a, you know, a very clear approach to how he's going to get hitters out, and he's going to execute that. And I'm kind of the same way. It's just a little bit different. So we're kind of regardless of who's stepping in the box, we're going to attack hitters in a very similar way each time. So, yeah, I mean, we talk about getting hitters out, and we talk about how to attack them. But obviously, we are different pitchers, and we're going to go about getting hitters out a little bit differently.
We're joined by Paul Skeens, and we're talking about Jared Jones, who's off to a red-hot start, and how Paul feels about watching him from Indy. Right now in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson, the Steelers quarterback, is taking batting practice, Paul. And it made me want to ask you, you caught in college, for some people that don't know, when you were at Air Force originally. You hit a lot at LSU last year. Do you miss it?
Yeah, I miss it for sure. I miss catching too. But I'm pretty happy with where I'm at right now.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Catching, you say you miss it, and I know you just love it as a competitor, but that seems like it would be very unpleasant physically. You're constantly squatting. I could see missing hitting. I'm sort of surprised you said you're squatting down.
Oh, but you're involved in every play.
I know, but you're taking foul tips. Yeah. You're getting fingers busted up if you're in the wrong spot. I'm surprised to hear you say you miss that one a little bit. Feels like that's a glutton for punishment position at times.
I mean, so is hitting. You know, it's a sport, so... the punishment behind the plate is just a little bit more physical, and you're going to hurt a little bit more. But I definitely miss them both.
Paul, I happened to catch you talking with those guys on McAfee today, and they asked you about the automated balls and strikes and what is it in the minors now that's half the days, 3 days it's on, 3 days it's off.
So there's a robo-ump, and then some days it's
human
a challenge
ump.
System, where you can challenge the human call.
So what are your feelings on just robo-ump in general, automated balls and strikes, Paul?
I don't love it, especially after pitching in it yesterday. Like, there were some pitches that I had that I thought were there. There were also some pitches that I thought there were no shot they were there, and they clipped the zone. So, and kind of the catcher in me also, like, I love being able to receive pitches and steal strikes and that kind of thing. I don't think that's a part of the game that should get removed by any stretch, because guys, make careers off it. Off stealing strikes, so I don't know. I really don't want the ABS to be implemented everywhere. It's not my decision to make, but
yeah,
if it does, I'll make the best of it.
You also mentioned on McAfee that you will listen to things while warming up. Sometimes it's music, and you said that for the start last night, you were listening to an audiobook, but you did not tell everyone on that show what that audiobook was. So can you tell us what you were listening to, what book you were listening to get yourself amped up for the start, Paul?
Yeah, amped up for the start. I don't really do that with what I listen to. But it's a book called Deep Work by Cal Newport. Just what I'm listening to right now. I don't need a whole lot while I'm getting ready for my start to get fired up or anything.
Is this like what kind of genre of book are we talking about here?
Just how to go about your business.
Oh, okay.
So it's like one of those like ordering your day. By the way, so
Malzi's wife is into all these fantasy books now and romance books, and she's read like 40 this year.
Paul, this is not a joke. My wife, who I did not know loved to read, not audiobooks, she has read 40 books, and it's just all like dragons and fairies, and she calls it fairy smut.
Our
and that's what she's
our
into,
our producer,
man.
Hasn't read 40 books in his entire life, so.
There's no
probably
way.
Right.
There's zero chance. Paul, I wanted to ask you this one. Well, not on the topic of books here, but I had a chance to talk with Jones, Jared Jones, the day before his big league debut. And I said, you seem like an intense guy. If you and Paul Skeens had a stare down or had an intensity off, who would win? And he very quickly, he said, I'm a pretty intense dude, but I would give it to him. Would you share that opinion?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if there's a whole lot of guys anywhere that can beat me in a stare down or anything like that. It's kind of my personality. So
is that something you use as a weapon on the mound? Is that the stare and like everything else?
Yeah.
I mean, you can use everything as a weapon on the mound. You have the ball. That's a weapon. So
Paul,
make it one.
Paul, how much of this is your military background, Air Force, your family's military background? Do you think that has anything to do with your personality?
Yeah, a lot. And I don't know if it's because it's kind of the chicken or the egg. Like, I don't know if I am this way because I went to Air Force, or I don't know if I went to Air Force because I am this way. Like, that's something I've thought about a little bit. It's kind of just how I live my life. My dad's kind of the same way also. You know, people in my family are kind of the same way. So It's just kind of just who I am.
Does that make it easier with pitching being so complicated in the sense that, yeah, you're throwing the ball, but you've got to have pitch selection. You've got to, you know, the best pitchers obviously try to read and react to how the hitters swing at their pitchers, how hitters are just handling them. Do you think that, like, discipline and focus has helped you improve as a pitcher just because you've been able to lock in that way in such a sometimes complex situation?
Yeah, I think so. And I think a big part of it is being able to learn more out of less, if that makes sense. Like, you know, not necessarily just in baseball, but, you know, in life, just being able to see a thing and instead of learning one thing, learn two things from it. And that's kind of a goal of mine. You know, that I do think is from the Air Force in me, like just being able to learn as much as I can and you know, feel for the game and everything like that.
I've only got two questions left for you, Paul. Thank you for being so generous with your time. The first one is from last night, a video you going viral. It's after the game. There are fans that are lined all the way up from the dugout to the concourse waiting for your autograph. How long did you sign for, and why do you think it's important to do things like that after games?
I'm not sure how long I signed for, but just waited until the line was done and then got done with it. So however long that took, I don't know. I think it's important because, you know, we were all there at one point. We were all kids that were going to baseball games, asking for autographs. I have some pretty cool ones on my wall at home. And you know, it's important because, you know, the way I think about it is someone, you know, that was in that line yesterday and, you know, the last time I pitched and that kind of thing. That was me when I was 10 years old, and they could be the one of those kids could be a Hall of Famer someday. One of those kids could be a really good baseball player and, you know, do great things. And then, you know, hopefully they're going to remember that.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of cool. Full circle thing for me, just because I've lived that also.
I had a question, but now I feel like it's such a ridiculous.
Well, I want to know who one of the autographs were that you put on the wall, Paul. Who did you have up there?
That's the good follow up there.
I don't really remember. I would go to a lot of Angels games. And,
oh, that's right. You're a California guy. Yep.
And go to those games and kind of I would do that, you know, stuff too. Just try to get autographs and that kind of thing. I went to the Arizona Fall League when I was 10 or 11 years old, and that was when Trout and Harper were there, and
nice.
Got them to sign a ball. I got the whole team. You know, at that point, I didn't really care. I still really don't care about, like, who it was. I just wanted to get, you know, the quantity of autographs, and ended up that Trout and Harper signed the same ball, which is pretty cool.
Hey, Paul, I got one more, and it's a dumb one, because what we do on this station sometimes in our job is BS and just have dumb arguments that probably make people roll their eyes. So Pony's about 6'3", and he's a switch hitter, apparently, and we know the Clemente wall at PNC Park, short porch, high wall. He's convinced that if he found a batting practice pitcher who could just groove it in there,
And basically, where they're putting the pitches.
Yeah, they're finding the barrel for him that he could hit one over the wall.
Short porch.
A, do you even believe that?
He's not trying to get me out. He's trying to help me hit.
And B, do you think you could find the barrel for him perfectly such that he could get one into the first row?
Yeah, I believe it. I think that'll...
Let's go.
I think it's really hard to hit a home run off big leaguers. I don't think it's super hard to hit a ball 340 feet or something like that. However far you would have to hit it to get the wall.
Thank you, Paul.
And I think I'd be able to find the barrel. You just have to start swinging early a little bit. But I could find the barrel. I can find the barrel for you.
And then the last one is our listeners want to know, when are you going to find a way to watch the gymnastics championships? I think that starts tonight, right? The final four for the NCAA gymnastics championships, and LSU has made it to the championship round.
I know
the
defending
Paul.
Champs got knocked out already.
Oklahoma. Out.
They're,
yeah, we
they're
just
done.
Watched
they're
that.
Gonzo.
Yeah, so full transparency. I was listening to that audiobook, but I was also watching the gym meet yesterday because it was going on while I was
there. We go.
The semifinals was obviously they moved on, they advanced. I was watching that while I was warming up. I don't know what time our game is tomorrow, and I don't know what time the meet is tomorrow, but I'm gonna be paying attention to that because we got one national championship in the relationship right now, and it could be two pretty soon.
Let's go.
Love to hear that.
Hey, Paul, can't wait to do this in person in Pittsburgh when you get here, buddy. Thanks so much for giving us time.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep, you got it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. There you go, Paul Skeens.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.